Hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Autastic, the Comedian's Guide to Autism. We are two comedians. We both have autistic family members. My name's Graham Kay. I have an autistic brother. And over there is Kirk Smith. He has an autistic son who is 19. Kirk, how are you?
I'm good.
Good.
This is good. We're doing another week. We did it.
We made it through another week, my friend.
You came out to L.A. You've got some meetings and some things going on. So it's going good for you out here?
It's going pretty good.
Right.
You know, very, very busy. Trying to cram everything into a couple weeks. And, you know, it's. I thought that 2 weeks was going to be too long, but turns out not long enough. I had
too many friends.
Yeah, too many friends. Too much Hollywood BS. You know,
there's a lot going on.
Trying to make a movie. Trying to get a TV show sold and all this. And I tell you what, they don't make it easy to make $1 million.
You couldn't sell a movie and make $1 million in 2 weeks. I'm disappointed.
I'm not saying it hasn't happened yet. It still could happen.
Still could happen. You got six more days.
No, it's the beginning. You come down to start the process. I'll probably have to come back down again.
Makes sense.
But it is not. Yeah, like I said, they don't just let you be a famous millionaire. it's a lot of this.
Guys, if you learned anything this week, Hollywood does not make it easy for you to be a millionaire in 2 weeks.
No.
2 weeks.
I had a producer tell me, he's like, you know, there's a good chance you'll be a millionaire in a year. So
how many years ago was that? They told you that.
that was 4 days ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's great.
I was like, okay. It was just all Hollywood talk, of course.
You're like, don't worry, I've got the money spent already.
Yeah, it's like, okay, good. I'll start spending the money, Mr. Hollywood. But yeah.
He's like, listen, you could be a millionaire this year. You're going to be a millionaire. What was your name again? Yeah. As he doesn't make eye contact and he looks over you to see who else is in the room.
I will let you know, guys, if I become a millionaire. You'll be the first to know.
And I think you'd be a Patreon supporter of this podcast.
I would be a Patreon supporter. I would hire a surrogate, Graham, and I'd probably get us a studio of some sort.
Studio would be great, or at least some art on the wall. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't know this, but off air, every week, Graham says, you know, you don't have anything on your walls.
He moved into a new apartment, and it looks like an insane asylum.
I moved in here 4 months ago. It's not that
4 months ago, almost half of a year ago.
It wasn't that long. It wasn't that short time ago. It was a long time ago. I've been here 4 months, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's a long time. And I asked him, why don't you put anything on the walls? He's like, well, it's just one more thing to take down when I leave.
That's true, because I could be a millionaire this year, too.
Oh, I see.
And yeah, it's all...
But you understand,
I'm not the same guy.
You live here. You're going to live here for at least another 8 months. And you're going to look at these walls every single day. And you know how long it'll take to take it down? 3 seconds to take it down. And then there's 8 months before that of looking at it and not having a bare wall. But you know what? I told you this off air before we started. I said, the good thing about this apartment is if a woman ever comes over, she'll know immediately that you're straight. There is no question that this man is straight. He goes, why? I'm like, well, you're clearly someone who doesn't care about style. And he's like, what do you mean?
The hits keep coming. The hits keep coming.
I mean, what do you expect? You expect me? This is what friends are for, to give you, to break you out of your, to give you a sense of reality of what's going on in the world.
Not reality, perspective. Perspective.
Sure, sure. You are.
You see me different than I see myself. I see myself very stylish.
You know what? You dress pretty good. I'll give you that.
It's because the ball busting.
It is because of the ball busting.
That's exactly
right. When
we
first met you, you dressed like a divorced dad, which is what you were. And we got you. Now you look good. You look good. You know.
Anything to minimize the ball busting, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the whole point of ball busting.
Well, we're slowly going to shame you into being presentable
success
to the opposite sex and make you happy in the end.
Oh, that's funny.
It's one step back for two forward, Kirk. We love you, buddy.
That sounds about right.
Your friends love you.
Guys, we forgot to say this, but this is Comedian's Guide to Autism.
I set it all
did
up.
Did you
in the
say it's Comedian's that's Guide
how
to Autism?
Good, yes, that's how good I am.
Right.
I'm a professional. That's why I took over this episode.
No air quotes either this time.
No. Kirk air quotes. And I'm always like, all right, dude. You know.
Oh,
yeah.
That's funny.
So you didn't realize how seamless I am. And this is why I took charge. I'm in the studio this week. I was like, let me just grab the bull by the horns. You know.
You got a lot of bull. You've grabbed it.
I got a lot of bull. I've been fed a lot of bull in my life. I got fed bull last week when I was told by a producer I'm going to be a millionaire. But hey, it felt good.
He was like, buy Bitcoin and Ripple and Ethereum.
Yeah. This town's all about, like, somebody tells you something like that, and then you just you allow yourself for half an hour to be like, yeah, I'm going to be a big famous movie producer, writer, actor. And then you collect yourself and you go, no, you won't.
I'm going to take an Uber Pool Express.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into it. Let's do it. We'll start with a week in review. You got a week in review for us?
Yeah, I I sent out the laptop I bought for JJ. For those of you who remember, I bought this indestructible laptop.
Yes.
We saw the video, didn't we? I think I posted it on our Facebook page. For those of you who haven't joined Autastic Podcast on Facebook, please take a second to like it. Anyway, they make these indestructible laptops. We bought it. We mailed it out.
You posted a video of him receiving the laptop?
No. Of the laptop being
destroyed.
Dragged by an ATV. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did we not discuss this?
No.
Okay, so the company that makes these tough book laptops, they have a marketing video of the laptop being used, and it's chained up by the handle to a ATV. It's closed, and the ATV drags it around the neighborhood, and it's bouncing around, and then they stop the video and immediately open it. Laptop's still working.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
So that's what we got them.
Yeah, great.
It's like the toughest one they have. And so
it's very heavy. It's very heavy. Okay, so last week when we recorded, I was over at your house, obviously, and we left, and you had it in the mail because you wanted it shipped
right
to your house first to see.
Yeah, to test it out and make sure it works, to ship it straight to Sweden. Might have been a little overkill, but I just wanted to make sure it worked and whatever. So we're still waiting for it to arrive.
The Swedish nurses who take care of him could have opened it up and poked around, but
yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, you worked hard for it. I understand.
I just wanted to make sure there's no glitches and it worked.
I get that, man. So, anyway, it was heavy. It was a solid piece of machinery. It's impressive.
It's probably 10 pounds, yeah.
Impressive.
So, we're waiting for that to arrive.
It looks exactly like my mom's laptop in the 90s.
Kinda.
It's like one of those, it's huge.
But you can literally drop it on the floor from a second story building.
Right. And it does a lot more than my mom's laptop.
And it will be dropped from a second floor building.
Oh, yes. Certainly. Quite certainly.
So that's going on. And then you know what else is happening?
Just to add context to the story, why you did that is because if you're listening to this episode and didn't listen to the previous episodes about this, his son, JJ, just destroys computers. So Kirk's strategy has been to buy cheap computers,
$150 computers.
Yeah, why buy a $500 computer when you know he's going to wreck it? So he's just been buying. Yep. I'll just buy five a year,
five or seven. Yeah,
yeah, five or seven, and then hopefully this one will last like a year and a half.
This is closer to a grand.
Yeah,
so this better last at least a year.
Yeah,
yeah, and I got the insurance.
Smart.
Yeah,
and what'd you tell me? You were like, Even if it gets ripped apart, they're like, yep. And you're like, okay.
On purpose?
Yeah. And they're like, They're like, okay.
All right, good luck, suckers.
Good luck. See you in a sec. See you in 1 minute when this thing has no keyboard.
Exactly.
And a battle axe through it.
So that was, that's what we're doing. So that's we're waiting for it to get out there. Man, I'm pumped. So I'm tracking it every day.
I'm pumped for you. I can't wait. This is exciting news.
Big news.
What a big development.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's also, and we can let all those parents listening know how it turns out so they can maybe, if they are lucky enough to be able to afford one or save up for one, maybe they could get it.
Yeah, they're like $4,000 new, but I got this refurbished. And it's a very simple one. All he does is YouTube. Mm-hmm. And so, it was almost $1,000. I think it's 800 plus shipping plus blah 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 tax.
And
blah, blah, blah.
Just for curiosity's sake, how come if all he does is YouTube, how come you wouldn't get like an iPad with a crazy case on it?
He doesn't like the iPad. Huh? He has an iPad.
He likes the tactile.
Yeah, he likes the keyboard for some reason.
Sure.
And he likes the way it just sits kind of on its own versus the iPad you're holding. But he has an iPad.
I don't disagree with him, to be fair.
Yeah.
I get it. I like a laptop better too.
And he likes typing. I don't know if he likes it, but he does type.
I think that in like 30 years, people are going to look back on iPads and be like, why would you want to watch a movie holding it up with your arm for 2 hours?
Right, that's the problem.
It's crazy.
And try not to touch a screen with your fat thumbs. That's my problem.
People love the iPad. Oh, I sit in my bed and just hold it. Hold it up.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't get it. I don't get it. I'm sure everyone out there loves their iPad, and I'm an idiot. But
well, one for two, yeah.
All right. I guess you. Hey, you gotta be able to get it if you can dish it out. You know what I mean?
You gotta take it once in a while.
You gotta take it if you dish it. And I'll get that. I understand.
In a different
that.
Life, Graham and I are brothers, and it would have been a fight to the death because he's a lot bigger.
Yeah. It's, well,
but
yeah.
I'm broken inside, so it'd be freaking close. It'd
yeah,
be very close.
Absolutely. It's. I think you would destroy me.
Not even close. You're like a good amount of years younger than me and bigger. A good 25 pounds bigger.
Okay, not I've ever thought about this, but if we were...
Clearly he has. That's what that means.
If we were to fight right now, I assume you'd win.
Depends what the fight's over. If I honestly feel like I'm in the right, like, and I'm protecting myself to the death, it would be... I would like my chances. But if I had wronged you and I deserved it and I couldn't really put my heart into it,
oh, you
would beat me.
You need your, you need that.
Yeah. Like okay. If you attacked my kids or something, yeah, I like my chances. I need that little extra boost.
The only thing that makes me angry enough to fight is math.
So we have to have an algebra test first.
You have to make fun of me not understanding something you understand, like technological wise.
I love it.
Like computer wise or math wise.
Yeah, see, if I make fun of you, then we fight, you'd win because my heart wouldn't
There's
be in it.
Something about me not, because I have learning disabilities and they're, you know, nothing compared to what my brother has. I know I'm not stupid, but when that makes me feel stupid and I know people, like people get it and I don't, it's so
infuriating.
It makes me so infuriated. I can't control myself. It's funny. I was reading this in the news you sent me. You researched a great article this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, let's transition to the news. This is a perfect segue. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Do it.
And it's about, it's from the Washington Post, and it is written by a mother of someone with autism.
Lynn Adams.
Who is in high school, and he is, quote unquote, high functioning, although...
He's 10, but yeah, go ahead.
Oh, he's 10. Sorry. Yeah. I'm not a good reader, see? I'm so angry right now.
Okay, we can't fight now because I deserve that one.
So no, yeah, right. You and me would just have the laziest fight in the world, and we'd go.
Can you just send me an angry tweet?
Yeah, our fight would end up with us getting Thai food together. It's a good deal down the street, guys.
Oh, man, I live in a little Thai town. There's some great restaurants
around
here.
There's some great cheap restaurants where Kirk lives. But anyway... She just wrote a little op-ed saying that she no longer is going to call her son high functioning. He has an average IQ. He goes to school, attends school with all the
neurotypical.
I keep my brain automatically goes to heteronormative. Neurotypical. I need to get the neurons fired enough, the trench deep enough in my brain to say neurotypical. But somehow
we're close
because I'm a public speaker. I always have to think of the right phrasing, and I'm mostly worried about saying heteronormative on stage. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Their straight son, who's high functioning. I assume he's straight. But anyway, she doesn't want to call it that anymore because in her world, her litmus test is not autism. It's the other children. And she has to deal with so much more anger. You know, and she described the anger on one particular occasion where her she has a neurotypical daughter and around the same age and her son who's 10. And they're like, let's pour some mouthwash.
Yep.
And then he threw in the drain. They both
poured
wanted it.
Yep.
They both wanted it. And he poured it out. Then the daughter starts swishing it around. And then she was like, then the son was like, well, I want some. And she's like, no, you dumped down the drain. It costs money. He's like, no, it doesn't. And then he realized his mistake, and he was so angry with himself.
Yeah.
He starts smashing his wrist.
Yeah, threatened to break his arm.
Trying to break his arm on the bathtub, saying, "My brain is broken."
Yeah.
She had to stop him. He pushed her. She was like, "Go to your room. You don't push me." And he's like, "I'll push whoever I want." You know? And she's like, "I'm not going to say this guy's high functioning." She's lying in bed after going, "I'm not going to say this thing is high functioning. This thing, my son is high functioning."
It's hard to call him high functioning when he clearly struggles with these things, is what she's getting.
But anyway, like I understand that kid's anger. I totally understand. It's so absolutely. It's not. It just feels unfair. Like, why? But I'm sure he deals with that tenfold, 10 times a day, and I deal with it once a week. You know.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting where she talks about. I just thought it was interesting where she talks about, she says, "High functioning, my A," she mutters as she puts her kids to bed. "Kids with autism diagnosis, no matter how intelligent or charming or funny, have challenges, and they aren't mild." And she talks about, it's reported in Science, the website, another study found that autistic adults without a learning disability were 9 times more likely to die by suicide than the control subject. These grim statistics are no surprise to me because they have to do with impulse control rather than overall ability. What good is a spot on the honor roll to a child who will brandish a butcher's knife if you take away their TV time?
Right.
I thought it was very interesting where she's basically drawing, in some ways, my son is severely autistic and has some other cognitive issues.
Mm-hmm.
So in some ways, he's luckier because I don't think he's as self-aware. And again, we don't know because he doesn't talk. But he doesn't seem as self-aware of his own limitations as other kids might be. Sure. Like this kid who's so upset that his own brain is broken.
Yeah. Which is kind of ignorance is bliss in a way, you know?
I agree.
My brother has a very bad temper. You know, he's pushed my mom. My dad's... You know, they've had to like physically restrain my brother. My brother got upset and called all our relatives and said that they got into a fight. You know,
I'm not laughing at him. We're laughing.
No, totally. Through the lens of my brother's experience, you know, my dad's attacking him. You know?
Identify from your dad's point of view, because from the dad's point of view, like, what am I gonna do?
I gotta protect your wife.
Let you beat up my wife?
Yeah,
it's not gonna happen.
Yeah. So, you know, that was like a, it was a, that was the worst of it. You know, that was a bad day. But
those years are tough, though. Those are more teenage years, right?
Those are late teenage years. It got really bad around 18, like high testosterone years, you know. And then he's, you know, in his early 30s, he's way more chill.
Yep.
Way more chill, which is just like, listen, these are things that every man goes through, you know, when you're in your late teens, early 20s.
Yeah, me and my dad almost got into one time.
You want to fight every day. I wanted to fight every day. Like, I just was, you know.
Yeah, my dad laid me out one time straight. I kind of turned on him. He, like, straight laid me out the straight right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that explains a lot. Kirk was beat, everybody. No, yeah, and I'm
beat's
kidding.
A strong word.
No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. But I get it. I totally understand that. And then you add in autism, and it's just, it's not fair. And this my brother was so frustrated. He was so frustrated, and he's 6'2", 200 pounds at the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Doesn't understand the consequences of his actions either. Has no idea what it means, what
JJ
he's doing.
Broke Lorena's ribs a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, she would try to reach down to him. He kicked her one time. It was bad. And he was just kind of like, get away from me. But it was like, still broke the ribs.
Yeah.
And
jeez.
Did that headbutting thing and broke her nose once.
Oh, man.
It's like, there's still, whether he understands it or not, there's still consequences. There's still pain and there's still.
Yeah. And do you make consequences? I mean, I don't know. Anyway, what the author of this Washington Post piece, she sort of broke it down well and was like, She was, because of her education, she was a therapist.
Yep.
She was able to go
psychiatrist, I believe.
Yeah, she's had patients like her son, and she knows what is going on. So she's able to sort of contextualize it when she's lying in bed and understand that he's not, you know, there's a gap between his failure to understand. All right. So basically what she said is, you know, it was a misunderstanding. All he had to do was hit the brakes and clear it up. Oops. I thought it was water. Instead, he clung to his initial reaction as if it were his only option. In my profession, we call it behavioral rigidity. Some people with autism call it defense mode.
Yeah.
You know, which I guess is what my brother was going through that day.
I did think it's interesting that she is a clinical psychologist, psychiatrist, excuse me, which means she's actually a medical doctor. Mm-hmm. And has all this training and all these quote unquote answers, and still the frustration surrounding it's very real.
Yeah.
And there's no clear cut answers. No. And like, well, then you just do this, which people without
one thing I will say about this is you can no longer, I fully accept from her perspective, she no longer will call her son high functioning, and I understand that. Yeah,
I respect her
opinion. But from our, because from her lens, you know, she's like, it's still a problem for me. Well, you know what? From our perspective, he's high functioning.
Oh,
he's in
for
regular
sure.
school, and I'm going to continue calling him high functioning.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I would love it if my brother was that high functioning. My parents would love it. I know. So. There's no set of words in the English language that will make you feel better about your son's issues.
Yeah.
You know, you're free to do whatever you want, but like changing the zeitgeist of like what the lens that we talk about these people, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I used to do a joke.
As long as we're not hurting them and they're not insulted, then... You know?
Yeah. I think good, smart people disagree.
Yeah. I mean, she's not saying anything wrong. Yeah. She may even agree with what we're saying. But
I was going to say, I used to have a joke where I talk about some of my son's behavior issues, and then I'd say, just because my son's autistic doesn't mean he's also not an a-hole.
Yeah.
And then I do this joke because some of the problems, some of these issues that she's talking about are compounded by autism, but some are just issues about raising kids, and that's not an indictment on her parenting ability. Mm. Some things are just hard and there's no easy answers, and he's being a stinker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, tell us what you think. We're curious what you guys think. I'm sure with a sample size as large as our listening audience, we've got people all over the spectrum and different parenting.
And if you are a person with autism, you let us know what you think. Do you experience these sort of fits of rage, and it must be frustrating? And if you just give us some insight into that, let us know. We are at autasticpodcast@gmail.com, and you can also find us on Facebook. Just look up Autastic in Facebook. We come right up, and shoot us a message. I won't be able to read it because I don't know how, but Kirk will. But yeah, so I think, is that another episode? Did we do it?
That's it, guys. If you have a second and you have a dollar, please support us. $1 per episode on patreon.com/autastic. We appreciate it. That goes towards supporting this podcast and the fixed costs surrounding it. And if you could take a second to like us on Instagram.
Join our Facebook page. Yeah. Like our Facebook page. Share the Facebook page. I'm sure you know people who have autism in their life. Generally, we in our community, we stick together. So share it. Share the page. Other people can find out about our PCast. That's a little hip way of saying podcast. I'm into hip-hop, guys.
If you could take a second to like me specifically on Instagram, I post my JJ stuff all the time. This week I am at the Ice House. My Instagram is Kirk Smith Comedy. Same for Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. This week I'm at the Ice House again, March 23rd, that weekend, 24th, 25th. I am at the Oxnard Improv with Theo Vaughn. It's my birthday. Come out and say hi.
Oh, nice.
And Graham, what do you got coming up?
Oh, coming up, I am going to go back to New York for a week. I got a bunch of shows at the Stand in New York City, downtown. Come check me out. You can find tour dates at comedybythegram.com. And also you can message me on Facebook and Instagram, or tweet at me at what is it? It's Graham K O K. It's my name, Graham K with O K A Y on the end. That's for Twitter and Instagram. And find me on Facebook. Let me know, message me. Let me know if you want to come see a show. I like to put friends of the show on the guest list. Also, if you are in the Chicago area, I will be headlining the Comedy Bar on April 13th and 14th and 15th. Okay, that's it. You guys are fantastic.
Have a great week, guys. You can do it.
Yeah.